and a little bit of orange juice.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump says he's granting U.S. automakers a one-month exemption on new tariffs for vehicles brought in from Mexico and Canada. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The three companies that he spoke to are Stellantis, Ford, and General Motors. They requested the call, they made the ask, and the president is happy to do it. It's a one-month exemption.
Leavitt later saying Trump is open to hearing about additional exemptions. Best Buy CEO Barry says, Corey Barry says, prices will be getting higher for tech products.
At the end of the day, the consumer, who of course, given how the tariffs are structured right now, will have impacts across many of the things that they are purchasing.
Los Angeles County is suing Southern California Edison to recover costs and damages from the devastating Eaton Fire. It burned close to 10,000 structures in Altadena. The county alleges that the utility's equipment caused the blaze that killed 17 people. Rebound on Wall Street, the Dow up close to 300 points right now, 1%. S&P and NASDAQ surging as well. This is ABC News. A new memoir about the inner workings of Facebook's parent company called Careless People. ABC's Sherry Preston.
Profoundly flawed, careless human beings, indifferent to the price others would pay for their own enrichment. That's how the former director of global public policy at Meta describes her boss, Mark Zuckerberg, and top executives like Sheryl Sandberg and Joel Kaplan. Sarah Wynne Williams describes workplace harassment, misogyny, and grueling demands by Facebook bosses. Her publishers call it an explosive dispatch about the inner workings of the company.
Ash Wednesday, prayers in Rome, taking on special meaning this 20th day of hospitalization for Pope Francis. Two nights in a row now on a ventilator with double pneumonia at age 88. He did put out a message to the faithful today to make this Lenten observance a journey of hope. Airlines canceling a lot of flights today, 700 plus because of bad weather across the east. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas. Kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
The forecast as we're heading into the evening hours can tell you the winter weather advisory for Crawford, Richland, Sauk, and Vernon counties continues until 6, the wind advisory until 9. For tonight, lows down to 19, blustery with northwest winds of 15 to 25, gusts as high as 30. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs of 37, west winds 10 to 20. Thursday night, lows of 23, becoming cloudy, and cloudy on Friday with light snow chances early on, more sun later, highs of 37. It is 26 degrees. Letting you know the latest for weather-related announcements today. Of course, a number of churches in the area canceled their Ash Wednesday services. As for those who did, it's St. Philip Catholic Church Rolling Ground, Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Lone Rock, St. Mary's Keysville, and Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Richland Community Food Pantry is open today and just got underway and continues until 5:30. Willow Valley United Methodist Church's Men's Spaghetti Supper today has been moved to next Wednesday at 4:30. Willow Valley United Methodist Church's gig, Growing in God Tonight, is canceled. Also, the power of attorney for the healthcare clinic at the Richland Center Community Center today has been moved to March 26th from 4 to 6.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
WRCO 100.9.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with. with a bleach blonde trim, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
ABC News this hour is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Supplies for cows to ferrets and everything in between.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days. Losing sleep at night. I am not okay. In my head, some days it ain't all bad. we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Sometimes a crowd makes me lonely. Sometimes a shot just makes me sad. Sometimes I miss that old small town. Slow down, life I kinda wish that I still had. I can't really pour my heart out on the FM radio, 'cause the way I'm really feeling won't fill up the Coliseum on the edge of Tupelo. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments to make my whole wide world stand. Just goes dark. I wanna climb up on a mountain. I want love that feels like home. Yeah, I want a conversation like a sunset and a song I can feel down in my bones. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little lifelong in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that stand still. I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, I can turn into something I can feel. Yeah, I want something real strong. Yeah, something I can hold on to. When the record settles down, I'm just looking for some truth. I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. Yeah, I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, turn into something I can feel. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah.
Oklahoma, sunset in the canyon in Arizona, midnight at the top of the Empire State, in the middle of the traffic on the Golden Gate, standing in front of the Mona Lisa, chilling in cover with a margarita, on the roof of Buckingham Palace, on the 50-yard line in Dallas. At the Grand Casino, taking a walk on the Wall of China, lying on the beach down in Carolina, throwing beads in the old French Quarter, Tijuana Cafe on the Mexico border, in Atlanta, cruising on Peachtree, rocking low abroad in the Music City.
Kiss you there, Ronnie Dunn on WRCO Radio, 19 minutes after 4 o'clock. Coming up this evening over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7, we will have coverage of Badger basketball as the Badger men are getting ready to do battle with the border rival Minnesota, and the Golden Gophers. And so the Badgers looking for their ninth straight win. You'll be able to hear that coming up again this evening. Our coverage getting underway at 6:30.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma, but Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
Hey there, this is Albert Sody from Escanaba in the Moonlight, and I'm here with the Jimmer.
Boom, baby, boom.
You gotta excuse the Jimmer, he was abducted by aliens.
Started out with the spaceship hoovering.
Well, I want to invite you up to our hunting shack with me, the Jimmer, and my two sons, Reuben and Remnar. You see, Reuben, he's 35 and he'd never bagged a buck, and this year he's determined he's gonna get one. But strange things keep happening.
The Siski turned to sap.
Sure did, Jimmer. And voices chanting with euchre cards changing right in our hands. Light shining so bright, the DNR man says he saw God up on the ridge.
And Miss Chevy,
we know that too, Jimmer. Tanks, if you want to know how this all turns out, please come to the City Auditorium on Friday, March 14th, and Saturday, March 15th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 16th at 2. Just $10 to get in. This is going to be quite a show, I think. This is going to be a good one, too.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for a night of rock and roll magic. This Saturday from 6 until 8 p.m., Tony Rocker brings the spirit of Elvis Presley to the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Experience the energy, the moves, and the legendary voice of one of the best Elvis tribute artists around. Don't miss this unforgettable night. Mark your calendar, bring your friends, and let's rock the night away. For more details, check out the event page on Facebook. Tony Rocker, live this Saturday at the Phoenix Center.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
100.9 WRCO.
I have talent, well, no. These days you don't really need it, thanks to reality shows. Can't wait to date a supermodel. Can't wait to sue my dad. Can't wait to wreck a Ferrari. On my way to rehab. It's when you're a celebrity. Adios reality. You can act just like a fool. People think you're cool just cause you're on TV. I can throw a major fit with my latte and just how I like it. They say I've gone insane. I blame it on the pain, the pressures that go with being a celebrity. Out of Barbara Walters when things don't go my way, and I'll get committed.
community service. No matter which law I break, I'll make the supermarket tabloids. They'll write some awful stuff. But the more they run my name down, the more my price goes up. 'Cause when you're a celebrity, it's adios reality. It's just so tough being a celebrity. So let's hitch up the wagons and head out west to the land of the fun and the sun. We'll be real world bachelor, jackass millionaires. Hey, hey, Hollywood, here we come.
Tired.
on WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Call Chet's with all your feed and seed needs. 647-8833.
ABC News. I'm Wayne Cabot. Vice President J.D. Vance at the border in Eagle Pass, Texas, on the need to move U.S. troops there.
The drone technology that the cartels are using requires, unfortunately, a military response and military support. So it was important for Secretary Hegseth to see what's going on.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard aboard that chopper flyover near San Antonio. Stocks rose today. After 2 days of losses, the market rallied after President Trump granted a one-month delay for the tariffs on automakers whose cars comply with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Automaker stocks jumping following the announcement. Stellantis closing up more than 9%. Ford up more than 5%. GM up more than 7%. Power's out to more than 100,000 homes and businesses across the South and Mid-Atlantic from a line of thunderstorms so severe, airlines have canceled flights by the hundreds this afternoon. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The UW Superior women's basketball team is going on to the postseason. River Valley graduate Charlotte Furstall is a member of the team, which recently won its conference tournament, is headed to the postseason.
The season has been, it's been great. I mean, last year we did really well in conference. We went, we only lost one game in conference, and this year we lost three games in conference. So it was a little bit more difficult, but we did end up getting the co-champion trophy. So we did still end up on top, and then we ended up first round in our seed in our UMAC tournament. And then we ended up winning that, and now we're going to the national tournament, which is really cool, and not a lot of teams get to say that they do that.
The team will play at UW Stout coming up on Friday afternoon. The Badger men's basketball team looks for its ninth win over the border battle rival Minnesota tonight. The ninth win in a row, that is. Despite the long winning streak, the games are usually close, with Wisconsin winning by an average of just under 6.5 points per game. The Golden Gophers will be trying to break that streak and claim a third win over a rated opponent this season, with a sixth win against a quad one opponent. It's senior night in Minneapolis. The Bucks, after a win last night over Atlanta, 127-121, will get back to action tonight at home against Dallas. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of WRCO's Sports Boosters.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Your forecast tonight, the winter weather advisory for Crawford, Richland, Sauk, and Vernon counties will continue until 6, a wind advisory until 9. Tonight, lows of 19, northwest winds 15 to 25, gusts as high as 30. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs of 37, west winds 10 to 20. Thursday night, lows of 23, cloudy and cloudy Friday with light snow chances early, then more sun with highs of 37. It is with some light flurries falling, we are at 26 degrees under cloudy skies. The barometer is at 29.57 as it rises, and we've received 49 hundredths of a mixture of rain and snow. With southeast winds at 10, it's 26 degrees.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Crazy.
Join us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Maybe you were right, maybe I could have changed. Sitting here alone tonight, thinking about a lot of things. What's a man to say when all the questions start? Hell, I know deep down inside my broken heart. Could have tried just a little bit harder, kissed you just a little bit sweeter, held on just a little bit longer, dug down just a little bit deeper. Like that now, nothing I can say to you you'd even care to talk about. How you gonna dress it up, wrap it in a pretty bow? When it's gone, it's gone for good. We'll
asleep here in the moonlight. Entangled sheets will be here all night. And when we wake up in the morning, we might stay like this all day. Two people meant to be together, two lovers dreaming of forever, and it just keeps on getting better with every tender little kiss. And nothing on but the radio, feel the music playing soft and slow. You and
city, raised in Arkansas, fell in love with an ex-Marine. She already had three babies, he had one of his own. They came together for another and me. The family never shared the same last name, but our family was a family the same. And they say blood is thicker than water, but love is thicker than blood. Wreck out on the highway, rain falling down. Lord, he must have fell asleep at the wheel. There's a number of people just standing around. Lord, I can't condemn the fear that they feel. For that river of red could be the death of me. God give me strength and keep reminding me that blood is thicker than water. Oh, but love is thicker than blood. And if blood is thicker than water, well then water we fighting for. We're all sons and daughters of something that means so much more. I see it on my TV, but I can't understand. Lord, it's one big contradiction to me. How in God's name we love thy neighbor with fists in our hands and kill each other when we just don't agree. Why can't we see the walls we can't see? See what God's been telling me and you, and that is blood is thicker than water. Oh, but love, love is thicker than blood. She was born in Kansas City, raised in Arkansas, fell in love with an ex-Marine.
Thicker Than Blood, Garth Brooks on WRCO. Time now to hear from the Paul Harvey Program, sponsored today by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition. From their on-site crematory to personalized pre-arrangements and community spaces, they're here for you.
Now, the rest of the story. Life magazine was always interested in photographer Horace Bristol's feature ideas until today. The downtrodden, editors asked incredulously, pictures of hopeless, homeless people? Oh no, too depressing, one said. Not newsworthy, said another. And still a third explained that a full quarter of Life magazine's circulation came from street sales, and that glamour outsold the gutter every time. Horace asked the editors to reserve their judgment on the concept, at least until they'd seen the finished piece, and they did agree. So now the already considerable reputation of the young photographer was on the line. This photo series would have to be more than a good magazine documentary. It must be a full-fledged photographic essay worthy of publishing as a separate book. Horace honed his concept. A picture may be worth 1,000 words, but a picture plus 1,000 words would be even better. That's what his documentary needed. Captions, a text to accompany the stark visual reality of the poor and the destitute. But where to find the caption writer? Horace picked up the phone. He called the directory assistance. The operator gave him the name and number of a possibility, Johnny Ernst. And Horace called that number. Ever done anything like this before? Horace asked of the young writer. Johnny said, well, no, not exactly. But he could learn. So the two men began their odyssey into the land of the lost. Johnny was a little scared at first. After all, these were dangerous times. Intruders in dark alleys might get beaten up or even killed for their trouble. Horace Bristol did his best to reassure Johnny. After all, if the series turned out as compelling as he envisioned it, the risk would be well worthwhile. And during the few weekends that the two spent together in this pursuit, they took food with them to feed their hungry subjects, stew and meat, rice and beans, sacks of flour, loaves of day-old bread from the local Safeway. Johnny talked to the unfortunates. And, of course, Horace took pictures, nearly 2,000 pictures, and only then, after 7 weeks of work, did Johnny back out of the project. Horace was incredulous, but he was also confident that his photographs, full of poignancy and pathos, could speak eloquently for themselves. He was wrong. Life looked at the spread and said, no go, and the painstakingly produced pictures fell off the world into oblivion. It was with little more than chagrin that photographer Horace Bristol would recall this fact in the years to come. For you see, his caption writer collaborator did not discard the scribblings. The scribblings made during their excursions. He wrote them up as a novel that would help him win the Nobel Prize. Until today, you've never learned of the weekend adventures of Horace Bristol and the writer he found in the phone book, John Ernst Steinbeck. But now you will never forget how the American masterpiece was born, Steinbeck's saga of the great exodus from Oklahoma's Dust Bowl, called Grapes of Wrath, because now you know the rest of the story.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The movies. Asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
It's the 54th annual sales fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at sales fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
Everyone is invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Meet and greet starts at 5 p.m., dinner and a program at 6. Hear from guest speakers Derek Van Orden, Tony Kurtz, Hannah and Patrick Keston, and others. Tickets are $40 for adults and $25 for students age 16 through 21. Get yours at the RPRC Campaign Center in the former Jefferson Elementary any Tuesday and Thursday between noon and 2 or Saturdays between 10 and 2. Or on the web at richlandctygop.com. You can always phone 303-507-4430 for more information. And remember, you're invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
I'll be. That's one talented rooster.
Nope. Just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm. You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
I wish I had a time machine. I'd dial it in to when country music was king. Load up my guitar and I'd split this scene in search of glory days long gone. If there was a place called Ninetiesville, I'd ride like Dwight in a magic coupe de ville. Fast as you could get those tail fins over the hill with the radio cranked way up loud. Where water tower scene is touched by Joe Dippy's brush in John Deere green. I take a hit of potion or a little pill that will take me back to 90s.
let your buckle shine. By cowgirl in Rocky Mountains, looking so fine. Those red-hot honeys love to dance in a line. To boot, scootin' boogie all night long. Live in this place called Ninetiesville, where Clint is killing time with no time to kill. Here is loving you against my will. It's on the radio, cranked way up loud. Well, George Jones don't need that rocking chair. Travis has poured it for someone who cares. I take a hit of potion or a little pill that would take me back to 90sville. Should have been a cowboy, can ride side by side in this place called Ninetiesville, where Chattahoochee won't let you stand still. Friends in low places never get their fill. With the radio crank way up loud, where George Strait wears a cowboy crown. If you can't remember, you better write this down. I take a hit of potion or a little pill that would take me back to 90sville. Let's all go back to 90sville.
ABC News. I'm Wayne Cabot. Vice President J.D. Vance at the border in Eagle Pass, Texas, on the need to move U.S. troops there.
The drone technology that the cartels are using requires, unfortunately, a military response and military support. So it was important for Secretary Hegseth to see what's going on.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard aboard that